We're in Simin Lamed Beis. We're up to Sif Lamed Hey. Says the Mechaber, Oisiyas Hashem Tzarech Shiyu Kulam B'toich Hadaf. All the letters of Hashem Hashem have to be within the line. V'lo Yetze Mehem Klal Chutz Ladaf, and they should not be protruding from the line. The last two Seifim were discussing letters sticking out of the line. So the Mechaber is saying that all that is by regular words, but by Hashem Hashem, no letters should be sticking out of the line. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkatan Kuf Nun Beis, Oisiyas Hashem, Afilu Shar Shema She'enen Nimchokim, even other Shemois She'enen Nimchokim, in other words, not just the Shem Yudke Vavke, but any Shem would be included in this halacha, and not just the Shem Yudke Vavke. Sifkatan Kuf Nun Gimel, Tzarech, Hamogen Avram B'Shem Hagoyin, Mari Posner, Rabbi Yitzchak Posner, who was the Magen Avram's Rabbi, V'chein Ha'ilas Tamid V'al Yerabbi V'kama Achreinim, Asik D'davka L'chatchila, that this din of the Shemus not going out into the margin is only a din l'chatchila, avol b'dievet ein l'hachmir, it's not ma'akiv. When we call mokim, im era kein b'sefer Torah, but if such a thing should happen in the sefer Torah, that a Shem Hashem sticks into the margin, ha'ir limchai kol ashurus el yonis, he says to erase the last couple of letters, or the last letter from the lines above it, im ein behem shum shem mishem ha'shein en mechakim, if there's no Shem Hashem there that you can't erase, v'limshai chayisim shiyu shavisim Hashem, and stretch the above lines so that they'll end evenly with the Shem Hashem. The me'achad ha'efshel et kunei, because since it's possible to fix, le'mikri b'di'evad, that's not called b'di'evad, avalim hoya sham l'male is a shame, but if there's a Shem Hashem there at the end of a line, oy b'tfilin u'mezuzas di'evshelim chayk mishum shalei kesidron, where obviously in tfilin and mezuzas you would not be able to erase the above lines, because then you would have a problem of shalei kesidron, kosher kach b'li tikkun, you could leave it the way it is, and it'll be kosher. V'yesh machmirin shalei sheh, afilu b'di'evad, there are those that say that no, that this din of not having a Shem Hashem going into the margin is ma'akev. V'hiskim imam agayin Rabbi Kibbeger v'derech achayim, that it's ma'akev. Achim b'shuris el yonis oisa acharin beis dalad reishu kadayma. But if on the lines above there's a letter that can be stretched, she'yachal amashchan, kulu moidi d'bein b'sefer Torah b'ein b'tfilin u'mezuzas yimshech oisin k'day she'yushav oisim ha'ois me'ashem she'yatza chutz l'shita v'ein b'zeh mishum shalei kesidron. Even Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Derech HaChaim who hold that this din is ma'akev, they agree that if you're able to stretch the letters on the lines above it so that now it's not sticking, the Shem Hashem is not going to be sticking out of the line, that would be mutter, and there's no problem of shalei kesidron, and there's no problem bechlal, and that would be mutter. V'cheinim loy kosav oid rak shura achas u'b'shura shnia moshach Hashem chutz l'shita. Let's say this happened with the second line on the klaf. In other words, the first line goes till the end of the line, and then the second line is a Shem Hashem, and it sticks out. So what should you do? Yaseh sirtutim acherim. So make a new sirtut on the left of the amud, v'yimshechem sheyu arukim ad saif Hashem, and all the lines below the Shem Hashem, let them end evenly with the Shem Hashem. Aye, the first line is going to be a little bit to the right, u'bishvil shuri rishayna en kpeda, that's no big deal. When it comes to an ois nitfal from a Shem Hashem, in other words, let's say you have the Shem Elohim, so that's the Shem itself, there's no nitfal, but if you have the Shem Elohim, so the chaf and the mem at the end, that's a nitfal. So what about nitfalim going into the end, going out of the margin? So you should know, if a nitfal goes into the margin, that would not be problematic. That is the haskama of the achreinim. Mehem klal, says the Mishneh Berurah, afilu ois achas, even one letter of a Shem Hashem shouldn't be going into the margin. Ve'efshir da'afru b'kakulay, and perhaps even most of one letter would be a problem. Avol miktas ois leslimba, but if it's a miut of a single ois, that would not be a problem. If a miut of a single ois, in other words, let's say you have yud kei vav kei, and a miut of the second hay is sticking out into the margin, that's not a problem. V'im yotza Hashem kuloi chutz legilyon ha'amud kosher b'di'evad. What if you have the entire shame going into the margin? That would be kosher b'di'evad. V'ein adayim liyotza ois echot chutz l'shita. And it's not similar to the case of a single letter going into the margin. D'mashi yotza l'chutz hu choshev k'tliya. Because what goes into the margin has a din of a tliya. Tliya is the concept of writing a word hanging in between two lines. The kaim alon v'yoredei reishayin vav, the mikzah Hashem ain't telling, that you're not allowed to be toile part of a shem Hashem. Masha'en kein bazeh, but when you toile the entire shem, that would be mutter. In other words, it's less of a bizayin to be toile the entire shem than it is to be toile part of the shem. So it would follow that it's less of a bizayin to have the entire shem in the margin than it would be to have half of the shem in the margin. Ken kazav abne yoyna, v'agoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'chidusha v'simen zeh machmer gam bazeh, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his chidushim, is machmir in the case of an entire Shem Hashem in the margin as well, ayin sham. Aval bebir agra muchach behedya kabnei yoyin lahakel, but in the bir agra, it's clear that he holds, like the bnei yoyina, that one could be makel in such a case where an entire Shem goes into the margin. Says the mechaber in Seif Lamed Vav. Yase kol parshiyaseh psuchais. There are two types of parashias. There's parashias psuchos and parashias stumos. So when writing tefillin, one should make all the parashias psuchos, chutz mi parasha achrayna, except for the last parasha, v'hayim shamaya, haksuva b'atayra, shehu v'hayim shamaya, sheyasena stuma, that parasha you should not make as a psucha, rather you should make it as a stuma. V'imshina posel, and if one made a parasha psucha for Vahayam Shamaya instead of making a parsha stuma, that is going to be a psul and the tefillin will not be kosher. Says the Mishnah Brura, Seif Katan Kuf Nun Hey, Kol Parshias Seh, all the parshias should be psuchais. Reitza Leimar, Me Tefillin Shel Yad. This is talking about the tefillin shel Yad. It's not talking about the tefillin shel Reish. Why? Hayol V'hein Nechtavis B'Klaf Echad, because since the tefillin shel yad is written on one piece of klaf, v'shayach behen psucho stuma, so there's a relationship between the four parashias, because they're all on one piece of klaf. So you can only have parashias psuchos and stumos if you have multiple parashias that are related to each other. D'haynuk sheminiach mokim cholok b'soiv shita achreina shel parashia rishayna, when you leave blank space at the end of the last line of the first parasha, k'dei teisha oisius, u'maschil parasha shel achareh b'roish hashita b'daf hasheni, harei parasha shel achareh anikra psucha. When you leave a blank space of 9 letters worth of space at the bottom of the last line of the first parasha, and then you start the second parasha at the top of the second line, so that's now called a psucha, k'moi Sefer Torah nikras parasha hamaschelas b'roish hashita parasha psucha. Just like in a Sefer Torah, when a parasha starts at the beginning of the line, that's called a parasha psucha l'kulei alma k'sheyesh revach k'dei teisha oisius l'fanah, provided that you have 9 letters worth of space before it b'shita hakodemes la, on the previous line. Or you have 9 letters worth of space at the end of the last line of the previous column, and then you start the second column at the beginning of the line on the top of the page, that would be called a parasha psucha. Aval b'tfilin shel roisha, parashias nechtovim al arba klafim, ein lahakbid behem b'psuchas estumais. But when you're dealing with a tfilin shel roish, where each parasha is on a different piece of klaf, so then there's no reason to be makbid on psuchas and stumais, because there's no relationship between the parashias. But nevertheless, says the Mishnah Brura, there is a minig. The minig is to lechatchila be makbid, to write the parashia shel roish ki'ilu there was a reason to be makbid on the parashias. Ken kosvu ha'achreinim v'ayim v'bir alocha v'mashakos avnu v'shem ha'primogodim b'zeh. Take a look in the bir alocha where the primogodim has what to say about this, which we'll see soon. Kufnun vav psuchais chutz. The reason why all the parashias need to be psuchas except for the last one is because the first three parashias, Kadesh, Vayeki V'yacha, and Shema, are psuchas in the Torah. Or parashias Vayim Shemaya Stuma. L'fikach tzarech lichtay b'tfilin gam kein kacha. So we want you to write the tefillin the same way that the parashias appear in a Sefer Torah. So how do you make the first three parashias psuchas? So here's how you set it up. Dehainu sheyaniach mokem cholok k'dei teisha oisius b'soiv shita achreina sheb'parashas kaddish. You leave 9 letters worth of blank space at the end of parashas kaddish. K'dei sheb'parashas v'hoya kiviyacha sheyaschel b'roish hashita arishayna sheb'daf hasheni tia parasha psucha. Because then, by starting v'hoya kiviyacha at the beginning of the first line of the second column, it'll become a parasha psucha k'moy sheba teira. V'chein parshas v'hoya ki v'yacha. And then when you get to the end of parshas v'hoya ki v'yacha, k'dei parshas shema tia psucha, you would leave again at the end of parshas v'hoya ki v'yacha, 9 letters worth of blank space at the end of the last line, and then you'll start shema at the beginning of the first line of the third column, and then shema will be a parsha psucha. Avol parshas v'hoyim shemaya yasa stuma, but v'hoyim shemaya don't make in this fashion, because you don't want it to be a psucha, you want it to be a stuma. So how do you do that? V'hoyfen stimasi yavur l'kamei, we're going to discuss that. Parshas kaddish, regarding parshas kaddish, after batoyra hi psucha, mach mashi mafzik revach, b'revach teisha oisis b'shura kodem esla. So he's bavarning a kasha over here. How are you going to make parshas kaddish into a parsha psucha? It can only be, and over here you can't have parshas kaddish being, be, you can't over here have parshas kaddish with a revach of 9 oisis at the previous parsha, because there is no previous parsha of a kanein shayechze. So how are you going to make parshas kaddish in tefillin into a parsha stuma if there is no parsha before it? Dehi parsha rishayna, parshas kaddish over here is the first parsha. Mikol makam kevan shehi maschila b'reishita, since it begins at the beginning of the line, ve'en kosev lefonei klum, and there is no parsha prior to it, hi nigris psucha, that's called a parsha psucha as well. De'en ksav acher soisma, because there's no other ksav that's being soismit. Because to have a parsha psucha, stuma can only be in relation to another parsha. So if there's no other parsha there, it's difficult to create what would be called a parsha stuma. The imshina apostle, if you make the last parsha as a parsha psucha, that would be ma'akiv. Bein sha'asah mi stuma psucha, oi mi psucha stuma. It doesn't make a difference how you switch what you're supposed to do, whether you make one of the first three parashas a stuma or whether you make the last parasha a psucha. Either which way, if you switch from what you're meant to be doing, that's going to be ma'akiv. Says the Bira Halacha, Yasa kol parashas se ayin b'mishnah brura mashe kasavnu b'shem achreinim. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, what we wrote, Leinian Tefillin Shel Rosh, that even though the minig is to write it as Psuchas and Stumas, but really, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would not be Ma'akiv. Imkein lefi devrayim, afilum hischol Rosh kol parasha b'emtza shita kosher. We said that in order to have a parasha Psucha, you have to start the parasha at the beginning of the top line. So says the Bir Halacha, since by a Shel Rosh you don't have to be makbid, so even if you would start in the middle of the line, it would still be kosher. After Ba'alma, he stuma l'Rambam, even though ordinarily that would make a stuma, according to the Rambam, but since in a Tefillin Shel Rosh it's not makiv, so you'd be able to do that. Aval afi devei aprima godim ve'eshel Avram, ois memtesa in sham efshe di'esh l'achmer v'zeh afilu b'di'evid. But, surprise, surprise, according to the Prima Godim, even though by Tefillin Shel Rosh you don't have to be makbid about psuchas and stumos, but if you would start in the middle of the line, perhaps it would be ma'akiv. The haloy al yedei zeh ba'oisei klav gufa nikar shehi stuma, because from this, even though there's no other klaf that it's relative to, but from this single klaf, we can already see that it's a stuma because it's starting in the middle of the line. Umal lanu leklav parasha akademisla, what do I need a previous parasha for? But if you did the other way around, right? We said in the Tefillin Shel Yad, how do you make Parashas V'hoya Ki V'yacha, for instance, into a Psucha? You finish Parashas Kaddish, which is the first Parasha, with 9 letters worth of blank space at the end of the line. So says the Bir Halacha, what if Parashas Kaddish of a Tefillin Shel Rosh you wrote till the end of the line? On the last line, that wouldn't be a problem. Betfilin shel roish nearly poshet diyesh lahakel baze gestima shari achreinim. Over there, you would be able to be makel. And that was the prima godim's chumra is only relative to the first line, because if you're starting in the middle of the line, that shows that this parasha is a stuma. But if you write till the end of the line, that only affects the following parsha, so that wouldn't make an afkamina on a tefillin shel rosh. After gamba zem, in fact, prima godim shom, even though the prima godim is not so excited about that either, nevertheless, the bir aloch is noted to be makel. Mitam de kevin de kol parsha ubeklaf b'fnei atzmai nechsheves keparshes kaddish b'tefillin shel yad nechsheves psucha mitzad she'en kosev lefonea klum b'tefillin. Nevertheless, the bir aloch is saying that since there's no parasha prior to it, memela, one would be able to be makel, and what affects us would only be the beginning of the parasha, if it started in the middle of the line, over there you could have a chash. But what you do at the end of the parasha is not going to make a nafkamina, because there's no parasha previous to it which would affect the status of this parasha as a psucha or a stumah.